Today we're learning lesson 14 in the book of Ruth. We're on chapter 2, Perek Beis. We're going to learn Psukim Yud Ches to Chaf, Psukim 18 to 20. Ruth has collected a tremendous amount of food. She's already winnowed it, threshed it, so it's much smaller and more potent quantity of food. So now she's going to go back home. Yud Ches. Vatisa, she carried it. She carried the load. Vatovo, and she came a year to the city. Vatera Chamosa, and her mother-in-law saw Eis Asher Li Keta, that which she collected. And she saw that she gathered a tremendous amount, way more than one person can collect. Vatotse, and Ruth took it out. Vatitainla, and she gave it to her. And what else did she give her? She gave her Eis Asher Hosera, that which she had left over, Misava, after being sated. Remember, when she was by Boaz, Boaz gave her the toasted grain, the roasted grain. And therefore, that is really normally food that's eaten at a meal, as opposed to just stalks that are collected. Now, Ruth did not have any food, so she's coming back with a large amount of collected barley, and also this roasted grain. And Naomi is wondering how this is happening. How did Ruth get so much grain, an unbelievable amount of barley, and how in the world does she have any ready-made food to eat that she's bringing back? And this is what she questions in Pasuk Yotes. Vatomer lo chamosa, and her mother-in-law says to her, two questions. Efo likat hayom, where did you collect today? In other words, where did you get so much barley that you collected? And number two, va'ana asisa, and where have you worked? What does she mean by this question? The fact that she comes back with roasted grain, the only way regularly a person would get roasted grain if they did a particular job for somebody and were paid this way. So therefore, Naomi's wondering what's going on. You've got a tremendous amount of grain, so where in the world were you gathering that you could do so well? And number two, who were you working for that they paid you with this roasted grain? It must be there's only one conclusion. There must be someone who befriended her, and therefore she was able to accomplish so much. So therefore she says, Yehi makirech baruch, let the one who befriended you, baruch, be blessed. And then Ruth tells her who that person is. Vatageid lachamos, and she says to her mother-in-law, Eis asher osasa imo, that which whom she had worked with. Meaning to say, she mentioned the entire incident with Boaz. Vatomer, and she said, Shema Ish, the name of the man, Asher Asisi, with whom I worked, Imo, with him, Hayom, today, Boaz is Boaz. What does she mean, she worked? In other words, Boaz, obviously, he gave her the two things because he was very impressed with Ruth, and she explained. He was impressed by the fact that I was very kind to you, and also that I converted to Judaism. And therefore, he gave me he allowed me to have a lot of great collection rights, and he also gave me the food of that roasted grain. And that's as if he had so much nachas, so much pleasure from what I did, it's as if I had worked for him. So you're wondering, you know, who did I work for? Well, he's the shofet. So when he sees a Jew doing something so good like I did, it's like as if he worked for the Jewish people, as it were, and therefore he paid me, as it were, with great amount of to collect, and also the roasted grain. When Naomi hears this, Pasachaf, Vatomer Naomi lechalasa, and Naomi says to her daughter-in-law, Baruch Hu, blessed is he, that's Boaz, she'd be blessed, Lahashem, of Hashem, that Hashem should make him blessed. For two reasons, Asher lo azav chasto, he did not leave his kindness, Es hachayim, with the living, Ves hameisim, and with the dead. The living, obviously, being Rus and Naomi, and the dead are the husbands of Ruth and Orpah, that he will be doing kindness to them, as we'll see in a moment. And now Naomi was going to explain what she means. Vatomer Naomi, and Naomi explains to her, and she says, number one, the reason that he was nice to the living is because Karav Lanaish, this man is a relative of ours, and therefore he was kind to us. He I'm his relative, and you're married to me, so that's why he was kind to us, to allow you to have all the collecting and to have all that roasted grain. But also he is Migoalenuhu. He is from our redeemers, a redeemer in terms of the mitzvah of Yibum. We should explain, according to the Torah, if a man dies without children, then if he has brothers, or in this case, closest relatives, have a mitzvah of Yibum, which means to marry the widow and then have children, and the child will maintain and perpetuate the legacy of the deceased man. So therefore, he is mi goaleinu, he is from our redeemers, he is, but from our redeemers, because there's more than one redeemer, there are other relatives that will be spoken about later on. So we can already begin to see that Naomi is beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel, where Boaz, who is a relative, and she's beginning to see the great Hashkocha Pratis, God's divine intervention. So she's hoping that he will do kindness to the dead, and the life of Ruth's deceased husband will be redeemed when he ultimately will fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. Let's look at the questions. Question one, what two things amazed Naomi concerning what Ruth brought her? What amazed her was how much leket she brought back from the collections. And number two, why she was coming back with roasted grain. Two, what did Naomi initially think how Ruth brought home roasted grain? He thought that Ruth did some work for an individual who paid her for this. Three, why does Naomi think that someone had befriended Ruth? Because only someone who had befriended Ruth would allow her to collect so much and would also give her food and give her work. Four, how does Ruth explain the reason why Boaz befriended her? She explains, as Boaz knew that Ruth was kind to Naomi and also converted to Judaism. Five, why does Naomi bless Boaz? She blesses Boaz because he had befriended Ruth. And also that he is going to do he's done kindness to the living and he will do kindness to the dead. Six, what kindness did Boaz do for the living? He provided food for Ruth and Naomi. Seven, what kindness will Boaz do for the dead? That he will perform the mitzvah of Yibum with Ruth, which will now be a kindness to the dead. Eight, why is that a kindness for the dead? Because that will perpetuate the memory of the deceased husband. Nine, what is the mitzvah of Yibum? Biblically, the mitzvah of Yibum is that when a man dies without having children, his brother is obligated to marry the widow and have a child, and that child will perpetuate the memory of the deceased. And we'll see that can get extended to relatives as well. Spend a few minutes reviewing today's lesson and yesterday's lesson 13, and have a great day.